So how we can understand the name of the spiritual master when we in kirtan, when we chant the name of the spiritual master, is that as spiritually potent?
You have to understand the position of Vaishnava. Vaishnava position is far, far different than the demigods. Demigods, they shower flowers in the Vaishnavas. And so they are very exalted personalities. Especially the spiritual master. There's no comparison of the spiritual master with any entity in the universe or Brahman. As Prabhupada's purport are saying many places, the spiritual master is external manifestation of the super soul, Paramatma within your heart. So Paramatma is Shivadakshina Vishnu, and it comes out or he becomes manifested before you in form of a guru or a spiritual master. So you cannot compare a spiritual master or a guru with any other thing.
His question is, why the demigod, just like Lord Brahma, is the original spiritual master? So why the demigod should not be equal to the spiritual? That is his question, is it not?
Yes. They are not equal to the spiritual.
Why? That is his question.
As you are explaining in your scriptures that spiritual master is his Paramatma externally manifested, which is not in case of other demigods. They are just...
Why the spiritual master is given the exalted position than the demigod? That's a good one. Demigods, they are also Vaishnava. Mostly.
You are devotees. You said there is...
They are also devotees.
Their devotion is mixed devotion.
Take like Lord Brahma. He belongs to the Brahma Sampradaya. Brahma is the original. After Krishna, Brahma, then Narada, then Dasdev, like that. So all of them as Guru, Acharya. So why spiritual master is honored as good as the Supreme Lord? Sakshadhari Krena Samastra Shastra. Why? That should be his question. Why spiritual master is given the supreme post than all others? Sakshadhari Krena. As good as God. Why? Is it not? It's clear, his question. First of all, is this his question?
Yes, sir.
So what is that?
Well, the spiritual master is very much concerned about our personal welfare. They are the present acharyas coming in those parampara.
He gives direct knowledge of Krishna. Therefore, he is as good as God.
I just tell him to fan just when there's some flies, just to scare them.
You're tired now. Not.
Guru to bhala lagi. Guru to bhala lagi.
Then climb on the tree. No. Let me see. It is better than that part.
This one?
Yes. Mm. It is not so cloudy. That part is very cloudy.
Mm. 5,000 years back, it's been beautiful. Because only 30 acharyas are.
Chain is broken when there are false spirits. Otherwise, it will not work. Chain is broken if a so-called spiritual master takes something, manufactures it, then to chain it. Otherwise, chain is
broken.
No. You could not. Rukta, tatha bhav bhata eva sat, kintu prabhurja priya eva sat. The spiritual master is as good as God because he is very dear to Krishna. He is preaching on Krishna's mission and Krishna is very, very pleased. Kachada smart manushya is a kashit nekriyati. Very spiritual master's quality. He's trying his best to deliver the soul from these clutches of mind. That's a great service. Therefore, he's very dear. One who is chanting or executing devotional service for his personal benefit. And one who is trying to deliver others for others' benefit, very different.
Sri Baba, isn't it the case that for some people then that the disciplic succession is lost? Because if you're following a false guru, then, for example, your teachings now will always be on the planet. But there will be other gurus that will present some false teaching to people. So does that mean that for some people the disciplic succession is there and some people it's not there? If they're following a false guru, does that mean they've lost the disciplic succession?
Maybe goodbye. Your name?
Kapil.
Huh?
Kapil.
Kapil.